Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Max and NVIDIA RTX GPUs. And guess what we're doing in this episode? We're actually talking about a Dell Pro Max and not just an ISV or a partner or AI. So, very excited. I just got, as the time is recording, I just got my T2, had not been set up. I've been traveling a lot or whatever. I could think of no one better to come in and talk about, you know, the Dell Pro Max T2 desktop, which just launched as the time of this recording, you know, a couple of months ago, like a month and a half ago. Couldn't think of anyone better to come in and talk about it than Matt Garcia, who is not on my team, on my extended team for product management. So Matt, tell everyone kind of who you are, what you do at Dell, and a little bit about your fun fact. I can tell you like to surf because of the wooden, aren't you in North Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Paddleboard, actually.
Oh, paddleboard.
I haven't picked up surfing yet. But
I have a good surfing story. But introduction, let's go.
Hey, I'm Matt Garcia. I am a product manager on the Pro Max team here at Dell. I'm managing a variety of fixed workstation products, the T2, which we're going to be talking about today. And then I've also got a couple other next gen products, which are going to be launching in 2026. I've been at Dell a little over 5 years, mostly hopping around product manager roles, but also did a little bit of biz ops work. And yeah, I'm excited to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. Of course. So let's kind of start from the top on the T2. So for those that didn't know, I'll kind of recap, you know, episode one that I had with our boss, Charlie Walker, who's the GM for Dell Pro Max, you know, I guess it was kind of March-ish, CES timeframe, like January to Marchish. But we've been ongoing as we went through kind of a rebrand, right? We went from, you know, XPS, Precision, all these disparate brands into Dell, Dell Pro, Dell Pro Max, Dell Homeschool, Dell Pro, traditional IT managed device, much like, you know, if you're in a corporate environment or a knowledge worker, et cetera, you know, you're writing a bunch of emails, you know, on a network security, things like that. And then Dell Pro Max kind of X workstation, right? Heavy CPU, GPU compute, lots of storage, very focused on industry workloads. So previously, which I don't know if that product is sunsetted or not yet, but previous system before T2 was the Precision 3680. And now we have the Dell Pro Max Tower T2. Let's start with, Matt, some of the differences maybe in size, performance, wattage, you know, differences between the 3680 and the T2.
T2 Tower, Precision 3680, just at a basic level, these are fixed tower workstations, right? They're going to be standalone units, sit on a desk somewhere. The T2 tower is 32 liters in size. If you're like me, don't really use liters. 32 liters is around 8 gallons, right? So a little over a foot tall, a little over half a foot wide, and about a foot and a half in depth. Very capable of sitting on a desk, but if you're in a space constrained environment, it might be too big. So just to give you kind of high level of what we're talking about here. And then the next thing is that the T2 tower and the Precision 3680 are going to be what we in the industry call entry class workstations. Or, you know, at Dell, what you were just talking about with the new branding that we have, we've got the base tier, the plus tier, and the premium tier. These are going to sit in the base tier. So you hear entry class, you hear base tier, And I know where your mind goes, right? It's you think simpler or maybe smaller, just lesser in some way. And that's not quite right for fixed workstations. And it's a bit misleading. So two main points to this. Entry fixed workstations can still be incredibly capable in terms of performance. So the T2, for example, it's actually going to have the highest single core performance in the entire Pro Max lineup. It's going to really excel at certain types of workloads, ones that are more interactive in nature, and we can get more into that later, but very capable in terms of performance. Our larger towers, by contrast, I guess, are like the Precision 5000, 7000 towers. Those are going to have bigger CPUs with more core counts. Those are also going to be great at performance. A different type of performance. So the first thing here with entry workstations is that they can still be incredible, incredible machines and do a lot. Second thing here, entry fixed workstation. That category is so broad. It comprises 80% of the workstations worldwide, fixed workstations worldwide. So T2 tower, Precision 3680, those towers that are around 30 liters in size are going to make up around two-thirds of that 80%. So effectively what we're saying is that one out of every two fixed workstations in the world is going to be hopefully a T2 tower, but if not, something very equivalent to it. So these are hugely pervasive. They're used in dozens of industries. And I think as we get into some of the key features here in a minute, it'll become clear why that is the case.
Okay. I love that. So, and I want to pull on a thread a little bit. I totally agree. I mean, I've got access. I mean, I do work at Dell, right? So I have access to kind of, you know, based here up to kind of the max, right? That we totally offer. And I've used both. And I am not, you know, an engineer running virtual simulations or anything like that. I don't need a 7960 or its predecessor. I don't need 1700 hard drives in this thing. Like, I don't necessarily need four GPUs, but the performance that I got out of my 3680 and now will ultimately be my T2 is pretty shocking. And like, not to use brands, but the way I'd like to describe it, and I think you probably agree, Matt, is that if you look at a BMW, right, you have kind of your 357 series. A 3 series BMW doesn't suck. Like, it doesn't suck. It just doesn't have quite the extra accoutrements and features that like the 7 has. Now, you know, not that it's bad. It still goes fast. It looks sleek. It runs well. It's got a great engine. It's designed well. It's engineered well. But it's just a little different. But let's talk about kind of some of the performance stuff. So the first thing is you talked about kind of CPU performance for a workstation class tower of that size, highest single threaded performance. Let's one talk about kind of what does that mean? And then we know we have dual threaded performance, like parallel compute kind of in GPUs. What is singular, you know, singular core performance? I'm saying it wrong. I know I am. But what's the difference and what applications is using that versus that you might want to think about moving up into kind of a dual threaded performance CPU?
So single threaded performance is really, I like to think of it as more of interactive workloads. And I think I said that term earlier. And that it's exactly what it sounds like, right? The user's interacting with whatever they're doing on the screen. This could be things like, you know, 2D, 3D graphics, maybe image or video editing work of all kinds, working with some really heavy data sets, potentially, maybe some light rendering work, things like that. You know, it's also going to be a lot of like the day-to-day work that people like you or I, collaborators, do, where you're doing something like this, a meeting virtually. That's also going to really mostly rely on single-threaded, single-core performance.
Yeah, that makes sense. So when you say, like, I liken it to kind of an ISV thing, where if you're using like, you know, you're doing VFS work, like whether you're using Blender or Adobe, you're kind of constantly interacting with that versus, so it's an interaction ongoing. And then the converse is more of a, hey, I run it and it is running. So the analogy I would use is, what's faster, a single lane highway, probably a single lane highway with no one on your maneuvering. But if you've got to go, you want to do two lanes if you're running like kind of a long term. I mean, I guess would be the analogy I would use.
I think that's perfectly appropriate. And when you need that multi-lane stuff, that's your multi-threaded, your multi-core performance that the big towers are really going to excel at.
That makes total sense. Let's talk about the GPU a little bit. So, you know, in the 3680, you have the NVIDIA RTX 6080, which is 48 gigs. But what I love about the T2 is, and this is something, if you follow NVIDIA, you've noticed most people, I would think, in the market probably aren't super educated on this, is that there are two, actually, NVIDIA RTX, you know, Pro 6000 GPUs. They both have 96 gigs, you know, of memory. The difference is one is a 300-watt card, which is, you know, what Ada basically was. And that's called the Max-Q. Interesting branding, but we'll leave it at that. And then we have the Workstation Edition, which is 600 watts. And the T2 actually comes with the 600-watt, where some of our, you know, legacy precision systems are not. So can you talk a little bit about that?
This is probably the most exciting thing about the T2, right? Is the latest gen NVIDIA RTX Blackwell professional cards, including that 600-watt 6000 class card. You know, this is really going to open up a new world in terms of GPU acceleration. Previously, if you wanted to get that much, you know, power out of your graphics, you're putting in multiple cards, right? And multiple cards means a bigger machine. With this new card that you can fit in our T2 tower, you know, you're talking the lowest entry price to get an enormous GPU acceleration capability, right? You know, not only that, you can also do multiple of the smaller cards in the T2. So you could do two of the 2000 class cards, for example.
And I think that is from a, and you said, you know, 50% of the market could potentially be, or, you know, kind of our volume could be this. It is kind of amazing from a GPU compute standpoint of what can now be done, right? Like, I mean, not to get all techie here, but, you know, when you're running like an AI workload, a lot of times you can't run those and the cards don't have NVLink, right? So you can't really connect like an old Ada class 6000, you know, 48 gigs. It just, you're limited by the 48 gigs, but by doubling that VRAM, I mean, there are models that you could never, from an AI perspective, could never run on a workstation. I mean, you're entering, you know, a server class, you know, H100 with the amount of GPU compute. And that's literally setting in, maybe not everyone can lift, but in a tower that most people, I think adults, could pick up and put on the desk fairly easily. It's not like a complete huge tower. It's not a beast, right? So it packs, you know, quite a wallop in terms of overall performance.
Totally. That migration from server to an actual, or data center to an actual workstation, is only possible because of these NVIDIA cards. And, you know, there's all kinds of benefits associated with that, with the reduced cost, reduced latency, higher, you know, security possibilities. It'll be really interesting to see how that evolves as a whole over the coming years as these, you know, the capabilities of these in workstation cards kind of continues to progress.
Is there anything before we kind of talked about some of the big kind of performances differences between your multi-threaded, single-threaded performance? We talked about GPU. Is there anything else, you know, as the guy who manages the product that really stands out to you, you know, any feature or benefit within the T2 before we start talking a little bit about, you know, the targeted industries and the personas for the T2.
Let me go back to performance for a minute because I didn't mention this. T2 is going to have the latest 15th gen Intel Core Ultra Series 2, codename Arrow Lake, CPUs. We're going to have two tiers of it, right? 65 watt or 125 watt base power. And with CPUs, right, as you increase the power, you drive more performance. So one of the things you can do with those CPUs is increase the power beyond that base power level, above that 65 watt or 125 watt. And that's going to increase performance. The consequence of that is that you're going to generate more heat and you've got to dissipate that heat. So that means more fans and you're going to have more noise. And after a period of time, if that heat becomes too high, you have to scale that power delivery back down. But if you can manage to dissipate that heat effectively enough, you can actually sustain those high power levels indefinitely. And that's what we're doing on T2. So for the 65 watt CPUs, we're going to run them at 85 watts. And the 125 watts, we're running them all the way up at 250 watts. So this is going to result in massive extra performance that you wouldn't normally get. And one of the really cool things about, since we're doing it at both tiers of the CPU, our customers are going to get those performance improvements at all the varying cost points. You don't necessarily need to buy like the top end CPU to get that extra performance. You're going to get it anywhere in the stack.
Dude. Okay. So, and I hate the word overclocking, but basically in a sense, people that build their own PCs, those kind of people, they talk about, hey, we're going to run this higher. Like, so it's still, I want to make sure, but this is still within spec. So even though we're doing this, it is not like, hey, we just voided your warranty. Like all of this is above board, above spec. Like we're not like putting some, you know, Frankenstein thing together that you can't get your service plan on, right?
Yeah, not at all. And our engineering teams deserve the kudos here for kind of building out this ability to sustain those higher power levels, higher temps, and dissipate that heat effectively. So yeah, perfectly normal and something that we are really proud of.
That's really cool. So, I mean, in using kind of the higher end of the stack, running them at, I think you said 125 watts, now you can do 250. Like if you can share, great. If you can't, but like, what is that performance, kind of a one-to-one performance? Is there any, you know, as you reach that higher temperature, do you lose a little bit of the juice on that? or does it truly just, hey, we're running at 250, normally run at 125. Like that's the increased performance that we're getting.
Yeah, it's I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's not a 2-to-1, 100% increase. Like you don't just double the performance when you double the wattage. All these CPUs have basically efficiency curves where as you increase power, you also increase performance, but it starts to level off the higher you go typically. You know, it's not a 1-to-1 extra watt you give, you get one extra performance or whatever, but it is a big time gain over where you would be if you just stayed at that base power level.
So I think that ties in really well with kind of the next question is that, for this kind of, we're not going to use the word base, but we're using the word base, like entry level tower, which is obviously from a performance standpoint, not so entry. It's not your father level entry or my father's level entry, right? We'll talk about industries in a second, but let's start with industries. What industries does kind of this product serve? And I know it can really range, but where are the kind of the sweet spots, I guess?
I would say the sweet spots are probably going to be like your graphics design, media and entertainment, maybe GIS mapping, finance, things like that. But like we were saying earlier, one out of every two fixed workstations worldwide is going to be an equivalent tower to this. So really, every industry is going to be using this. Really, what's more important in the industry, and I think this is probably where you're going next, but it's really the user type and the target user that you have to keep in mind with who this box is really built for.
Agreed. Well, that was going to be my next question. So tell me kind of about we use the word persona, Dell, but the user type, who is this really targeted at? Is this the kind of the doer? Is it the collaborator? Is it someone who's the specialist? Like where would you see kind of the user type across all industries, this fitting in really well?
Okay. So at Dell, we talk about the three main Pro Max or workstation user types as a collaborator, a creator, or a specialist. And for the T2 tower or for the old Precision 3680, really those first two groups are going to be kind of your core target. That's not to say the specialist couldn't use this box. There are definitely some specialist roles where it's going to be a great solution, but really the collaborator and the creator. So for the collaborator, that's, we're talking about like a business stakeholder, maybe a data analyst, maybe someone like me, really. Like I'm going to have some workflows that really need high performance. It's not going to be the majority of the work I do, but every now and then I'm going to need it when I'm doing, some kind of crazy Power BI or big time.
You're looking at CAD files and stuff like that. Exactly. Product designs, stuff like that.
But I'm also doing a lot of like collaborating work or working with teammates, syncing with customers, something like that. But I am a big consumer of data. The collaborators also, they might use one of the smaller or mid-sized GPUs, maybe the 2000 class or lower, maybe. They might not use one at all, though. So that's not necessarily a must-have.
Right.
And then the creators, that's going to be more of like your designers, your artists, your video producers, your engineers.
Yep.
So they're going to be creating, like the name says, 2D, 3D graphics, maybe light rendering, that video editing work, things like that, CAD files. There, you probably are going to be using a GPU, maybe even one of the mid-size ones or even high power ones, like that new 600 watt card. I think between the creator is probably the real meat of the target for T2, but the collaborator category is definitely there as well.
And I would agree with that. I would absolutely agree with that. It's kind of a perfect mix, which allows you to kind of scale up and down, right? Depending on your workflow. Like for someone like you, you might need a little bit of a GPU, but you're really more focused on the extra performance from the CPU and the RAM and, storage of all the data running locally, all that kind of stuff, right? Where for me is, I love the overclocked and the 250 watt performance from 125 watt kind of scoped, CPU, because that just means everything runs faster on my computer. But where I focus at in the workflows with kind of AI, having the 6000 kind of RTX Pro workstation edition, where I can run any demo, I can run any environment, I can run any experiment that I want with pretty much any model that wasn't really, other than ones that are specifically designed to run on servers, I can absolutely do it. And it's a hoss. And I can inference, I can train LoRAs, I can, I mean, I'm not training my own foundational models, but I can fine tune models. I mean, I am, it's going to take a while, right? Because I don't have 10,000 gigs of VRAM, right? I've got 96, but it's possible now, where before it wasn't really possible. So I think it does a really good job of really spanning the entire kind of those three user types or archetypes. Definitely more on the collaborators, you know, creators, absolutely. It, the specialist is kind of far and few between. I think giving this to a data scientist, of someone who is like, hey, I can't go spend $30,000 on a workstation or $40,000 on a workstation, or I don't want to go spend that in the cloud, but they have data science, freelance, whatever it may be. This is a great option because it gets you the GPU compute that you need without a completely insane price tag. And I think it's a good mix there for sure. We've kind of talked more kind of up and down kind of the stack, but I know that you, you know, go out and about quite a bit. I mean, I think you're going to EMEA Tech Summit next week. I mean, I'll be there too, which I don't know why they invite me. I just go everywhere. It is a trip. And we get to talk to, you know, our EMEA friends and train them up on, well, me specifically, AI, but you, well, the entire tower portfolio with Alex. But you're out in the field more. You talk to customers. I mean, you're kind of training the trainers and training sales. That's kind of a core part of your, you know, responsibility. But from what you've heard about the feedback on the T2 so far, like, what have you heard? Like, positive? Are customers like, oh my God, I can't believe we have this performance? Or, hey, this is way better? Or what should we change? I mean, both positive and negative.
I think from a positive standpoint, it's mostly an eagerness. And to give you an example of that, we are getting, you know, our doors beat down for the rest of the Blackwell cards to come. I get an email about that, you know, once, twice a week easily. And everyone already knows the answer. Like, they're coming as quickly as we can give them to you. But I think there's a real excitement to go out and get those cards. And you know, this machine is basically the entryway into that generation of cards. So that's definitely the good. The negatives,
Hey, if there is none, we don't have to say them.
I mean,
other than I wish it was here back in August when it act, or July when it actually launched. Other than that, but that's not a negative. I mean, that was just market demand.
Yeah. I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind offhand other than what you said. But if I think of something, we can
do. Oh, yeah, let me know. And I know that you do some forward future stuff. You don't deal, I don't think you manage the micro or the other one, do you? Does that fall in your patch as well or not?
The micro and the slim? No, not really. Although, you know, we help each other out a lot on this team. So I'm more than capable of covering any of our products as long as you give me a heads up.
And this is not enough of a heads up.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. Well, okay. Tell me, I got a question for you, a personal question. So you came from the Latitude side of the business. So think Dell Pro, corporate laptop managed IT device. And you've been on the team 3 months now, 4 months?
Yeah, maybe four, yeah.
4 months now. How does the precision, or how does the Dell Pro Max world vary from, you know, the Dell Pro world in terms of the devices or what you need to know? And I know I've never teed this question up, but I'm actually kind of curious, and I think it's a good time to ask it.
It's so different, right? Because I came from a notebook world to a desktop world. So from a product standpoint, first off, you're talking just a completely different ballgame. With a notebook, you're so limited, right? You're limited on space, you're limited on thermals, you're limited on power. You just can't get so many things that you can get in a tower where you don't have space concerns. You can, you know, crank up the power to 250 watts. You can put in 3 hard drives. You can put in, you know, 5 or 6 SSDs, a terabyte of RAM. Like the scale of what you can do with it is just completely different. And then, you know, just from a more personal level, although that's not quite the right term, I've loved my time on the Pro Max team. I feel like there are, because the products are so much more specialized, there are so many more experts in Dell.
Mark Ryman.
Yeah.
Yep, oh my God. Exactly. Yeah.
So there's so many people to learn from on all these different little corner niches that I never would have gotten to experience on the notebook side, especially where, you know, you're covering a commercial notebook that's going to ship several million units a year. You're not concerned about those corner niches. You're concentrated on the fat of the bat, right? And here it's just very different. So I've learned more in these 4 months than, you know, I normally would have in a couple of years. So that's been great.
That's cool. Well, I'm glad to have you, man. You're a good dude, man. You're a good egg. All right. So we've talked a lot about the T2. Let's do this because we're kind of getting up against time. Let's pretend, you know, someone is coming in just at this part of the episode. Give the 30-second, 1-minute elevator pitch on why T2 is the best entry-level workstation choice that they have in the market.
So three keys to the T2. You're going to get, first, best-in-class performance. We've mentioned this a couple times, but this machine is really not a slouch. You know, high single-core processing speeds that are going to excel at those interactive workloads. Two, you're going to get those cutting-edge graphics capabilities. One big card, that 600-watt NVIDIA Blackwell card, or two of the smaller cards. Again, that's going to open up all these new GPU acceleration workloads that were never possible in this kind of box before. And then three, and I don't think I touched on this, so I'm glad we're getting to, T2 Tower is going to have a bunch of expandability and flexibility. We've slightly increased the chassis size. So it's really, we want the machine to be able to grow with you over the 3, 4, 5+ years that you have it. So as your needs change, as you need more, you're going to be able to put that in because we've increased the size and we've added a bigger power supply. So it's going to be able to grow with you as a user.
I love it. I mean, couldn't have said any better. It's like you manage the product, Matt. Like it's like you own the product. So with that, we'll go ahead and call it. But before we do, I will obviously link to the T2 down in the description. But tell everyone if you're comfortable. Where they can find you on LinkedIn if they want to connect or ask any questions about the product.
Yeah, for sure. My email is matt.garcia@dell.com. And then on LinkedIn, just Matt Garcia. You can find me with the Dell label. I think I'm the only one.
You're the only one. See, make it easy. Well, Matt, really appreciate it. I love you coming to talk about the T2. Can't wait to crack into mine once I'm back from Europe for 2 days before I go somewhere else. But it was great. If you're not, check out the T2. Like Matt said, this class, entry-level class of workstation, will be 50% of the workstation kind of fixed market. Check it out. T2 is a great option for you. You know, whether that's the overclocking CPU performance, the GPU compute, and something that really wasn't available in the 3680 is the expandability where you can put in multiple hard drives. You've got ability for different slots. You can actually grow. The 3680, you couldn't put two GPUs in. Now, this will allow you to put two GPUs. So there's a lot of allowing, and I love how you said allows it to grow. So with that, think about the T2 when you're dreaming tonight. And this is Logan with Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Max and NVIDIA RTX GPUs. Until the next one, keep dreaming about your next T2.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.